The Iraqi Prime Minister has announced the start of a large military operation to recapture Fallujah from Islamic State fighters. The city, which is 65 kilometres west of Baghdad, has been controlled by IS for the past 2 years. James Earle reports.
Using his official Twitter feed, Haider al-Abadi said, "Zero hour for the liberation of Fallujah has arrived." Speaking on Iraqi television late on Sunday evening, he predicted a great victory for government forces. Earlier in the day, civilians were warned to leave the area. Iraqi forces virtually surround the city and have been heavily reinforced in preparation for an assault on several fronts. The operation follows gains elsewhere by Iraqi troops, including most recently the capture of the western town of Ritba.
The Greek Parliament has approved a series of economic and financial reforms after an emergency debate on further austerity measures. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, said he was confident Eurozone creditors would now unlock funds the country needs to repay loans. From Athens, here's Yolan Nell.
Protesters gathered outside the Parliament building as the latest austerity measures were voted through following 4 days of emergency debate. Tax rises on a range of goods and services will now be introduced over the next 2 years, and Greek state assets will gradually be transferred to a new privatisation fund. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, is trying to show his sticking to the terms of a bailout deal, Greece's third in 5 years, that he struck with international creditors last July.
The world's largest insurance company, AXA, says it's divesting itself of all its tobacco-related assets. The French multinational made the announcement on the sidelines of the annual World Health Assembly in Geneva, from where Imogen Folks reports.
Over half a century after the first government warnings about the health risks of smoking, most of the biggest players in the health insurance market still invest in tobacco. Despite ever stricter regulations on packaging and advertising, people still smoke, and tobacco remains a good financial bet. But now AXA, the world's largest insurance company, says it will end its investment, getting rid of $1.9 billion of tobacco-related equity and bonds.
All direct votes in Austria's presidential election have been counted, but the result is too close to call. Norbert Hofer, the candidate of the far-right Freedom Party, and the former Green Party leader Alexander van der Bellen are neck and neck. They will have to wait until the hundreds of thousands of postal votes have been counted on Monday. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. President Obama has begun a visit to Vietnam aimed at strengthening defence and economic ties. He's the third US president to visit since the end of the Vietnam War. From Hanoi, Jonathan Head reports.
Vietnam is hoping the US will ease restrictions on sales of military equipment. Trade and investment are also important issues in a poor but rapidly growing economy of 90 million people.
The first World Humanitarian Summit, organised by the United Nations, begins today in Istanbul. Heads of state, aid agencies and others will discuss the financial response to crises and how better to distribute aid. President Erdogan of Turkey, who's hosting the summit, has described the international aid system as broken. He's calling for a new mechanism for sharing the burden of refugees. The Libyan Coast Guard says it's intercepted about 850 African migrants attempting to reach Europe in inflatable boats. An official said the migrants included 11 pregnant women. The British director Ken Loach has won the Palme d'Or for Best Picture at the Cannes Film Festival for his film I, Daniel Blake, about poverty. As he accepted the award, Mr. Loach said austerity was a dangerous project driven by what he called neoliberal ideas. The festival's Grand Prix went to the Canadian director Xavier Dolan for the movie It's Just the End of the World. Shahab Husseini from Iran won Best Actor for his part in The Salesman, a movie which also received the Best Screenplay Award. BBC News.